Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Perry Stone, when he was prophesying, he was speaking earlier on, we heard this, and he's saying it again, that God's going to begin to move in rural areas because of a move of God, but also disasters and even a tsunami will cause people to kind of come inland. As a matter of fact, let's go there. Perry Stone prophesying.
I still want to go back to something that you and I have talked about. I don't know if we've talked about it much with your people. And that is a word that came out August, it'll be 2 years ago this August in Huntington, West Virginia, about how that the Lord was going to move in the Appalachian Mountain area.
I remember that.
You remember
I
that?
Do. Yes.
And we went, I actually canceled several of the largest churches I go to go up in these mountains to these little churches. And we rented auditoriums. We rented the auditorium in Bluefield. We rented the Armory. It was packed out. Welch, West Virginia, MacDowell County, the hardest hit economic county there is probably in West Virginia. Let me tell you how bad it is. There's a town of 400 up there, a town of 400. And in 3 years, the pharmacy distributed 10 million pills. Mm. You can't even imagine. It's the most incredible oppression and depression you'll ever encounter. Mm. And so we started going up in that area. And we just got back a few weeks ago, this is in January, to Mullins, West Virginia. Now, here's a little church in a town that half the town is shut down because what happened, because I am from West Virginia, was the past 8 years, the regulations on the coal mines were so bad that they shut them all down. One mine lost 30,000 jobs. So, in other words, this is a town where I blame it on the government. I'm going to be honest with you. It's the federal government, and they just took all the jobs from the people. And those people up there, they get the average income, ready, is $10,000 a year.
Yep. Hmm.
How can they
even survive?
They don't. And that's why they turn to drugs. So we go up there and preach in that area. But I got to tell you what happened. I went to Mullins, West Virginia, little Pentecostal Holiness Church. Town is half dead. And there's a youth group of about 12 kids is totally on fire. And I told them, I said, Jesus took 12 and turned the world upside down. You don't have to have a big youth group. Saturday night, listen, my daughter is 15. And she says, Daddy, that's the greatest service I've ever been in a church with about 150 people there, packed out. And the glory hit, and a woman who had been offended at the church. Now, listen, it's the youth pastor's mother who got offended 12 years ago, never been to church in 12 years, got slammed. You know what that means?
Radically slammed.
They don't know what that means. Radically got touched. His sister radically got touched.
I think of slammed when the Holy Spirit pins someone down
exactly
to the ground.
That's what I'm talking about. That's slammed. So I don't want to take all the time, but I just want to mention this very quickly, that my heart is still in that area very heavily, and I do believe there's going to be this major outpouring. But, Sid, I want to say this, and one day we'll play this back, what I'm about to say. In the prophecy, the Lord said that there would be a major event happen in America. And this event will be so big that people will start leaving major cities. Now, I see people leaving West Coast cities. I see them leaving even the Chicago area, for some reason, that area. And they're going to go to more rural areas. And the Lord said, you've got to get the rural churches have to be prepared to teach the people, because some of them will not have a great knowledge of the word, but they're going to leave to come to what they think are more secure areas than some of the areas. I'm not going to say, unless I get the insight from the Lord, I've seen tsunamis, and I saw one man that was, I had a repetitive dream and vision 2 weeks, every 2 weeks for a year. And I wouldn't even talk about it because I know the location and I don't want people to get spooked. They have to hear from God themselves on movement. But I will tell you, there's really coming, and I think they will agree, a major revival that is a true blue turn back to God revival. And one more thing I'm going to say. My wife and I have discussed this. How in the world can people who claim to be Bible believers, teachers, preachers filled with the Spirit, support some of the things people support? And my wife, who doesn't say much, she's a very quiet lady, she says, it's the wheat and tare. The wheat and tare are in the same field. The church has real believers, and we got fake believers. And they're in the same church. And God, I feel the Holy Ghost, is going to supernaturally, he said, don't you deal with it. He said, I will supernaturally start separating wheat from tare. And you know how a tare gets separated? Because when harvest time comes, it gets exposed. Yep. And you see it. You can see it in a field only at harvest time. It looks the same, but it starts changing a color. And when the wind blows, I had somebody from Kansas say, when you have a tares in the field, when the wind blows and the wheat's blowing with the wind, the tare won't move. Whoop, that'll preach.
Okay.
Come on, that'll preach.
So you think about it, that when God begins to move, we've seen this before, that you know, you thought everybody would want God. You thought that people would want to show up and be a part. And and all of a sudden, it's like, where are you going? This is God. This is what we've been praying for. That's a separation taking place. It's a total separation. Matter of fact,
let it separate.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.